It pays to be in the business of selling sneakers right now. With consumers rebuilding their closets headed into the fall, Foot Locker's second quarter same-store sales rose a solid 6.9%. Women's and kids' sneakers were in high demand, as was apparel, and the company has seen this momentum continue into the key back-to-school shopping season. Joining us for more is Foot Locker's chairman and CEO, Dick Johnson. Yahoo Finance lifestyle reporter, Reggie Wade, is here as well. Good morning to all of you. Dick, good to see you again here. So we have seen weakening reads on the U.S. consumer confidence, weakness in retail sales, but sneakers appear to be holding up pretty well. Why is that the case?
Well, Brian, it's great to see you. Reggie, good to see you as well. You know, we had a tremendous quarter, you know, a lot of strength, as you talked about, in our women's and kids sneakers and our apparel. You know, I truly believe that part of it is this cozy at home feel that people want to feel good about themselves, and a new pair of sneakers, new piece of fleece, new T-shirt, new shorts makes sort of the uniform feel complete. And certainly as we see our consumers heading back to school, as we see people going back to the office, they're going to go back in different uniforms than they left in. And certainly, I think our consumer wants to have the freshest kicks on their feet and the hottest pieces of apparel, you know, covering their bodies.
Dick, Reggie Wade here. Much has been said about Foot Locker's acquisitions of shoe retailer WSS and Japanese street brand Atmos. A lot of folks that I've been in contact with worry how these brands will maintain their independence within the Foot Locker fold. What would you tell them?
Well, we bought two great brands, Reggie, right? I mean, we're about to, you know, hopefully we'll close this quarter on both of them. But WSS has got a really strong, you know, story behind how they connect with the Hispanic family, you know, largely a Southern California business that's moving into other marketplaces. The team's really done a great job of connecting with the entire family, bigger boxes than we've got. And fundamentally, we know that they're a different story. They're a different way of doing business than we do business. So obviously, they're going to get that independence. They're going to be allowed to do what they do. We're going to find the synergies that exist in a lot of services, right? I mean, their distribution center, shared services that we can leverage. But the truth is that the connection with the consumer is so strong from the WSS team that they'll be able to go and do what they do. And Atmos, very much the same. You know, Homeo-san has done a great job of building a reputation and collaborations at the top end of the sneaker pyramid. Reg, you probably have some of his collaborations, honestly. And Homeo-san is going to continue to be the creative force behind Atmos. We'll try to use the work that he does to commercialize to a certain degree, but it really allows us a point of entry into Japan as we continue to grow our Asia marketplace.
Dick, on the earnings call, it was said that Foot Locker would begin to put out its private label brand. How much room will there be for these products on the shelves alongside the Nikes and the Adidases of the world?
Well, there's always plenty of room, Reggie, right? We've got a virtual store that's got an endless aisle online, right? But it's about creating products that have customer demand. You know, brands are critically important to our success, and we'll continue to support the brands in a big, big way, obviously. But we see opportunities for our proprietary brands to fill some gaps, to maybe address some price point issues, et cetera. But we think that there's a certainly enough room on the shelf, as you speak, as you said, to showcase the great brands that we do business with today and bring in our private label and controlled brands.
And Dick, going back real quickly to the acquisitions that Reggie was mentioning, how accretive will they be to Foot Locker's bottom line?
Well, we talked about it on the call on Friday, Brian. You know, we expect some accretion this year. And we talked about next year, you know, somewhere in the 44 to 48 cents worth of accretion for the full year next year. So, again, part of it depends on how quickly we get them integrated into the business and we roll forward. But our models are very optimistic around that 44, 45, 48 cent range for next year.
And in the quarter too, Dick, there was a pretty large disparity between how the women's business performed up double digits and then the men's were down slightly. How do you explain that strength in the women's side of the business?
Well, Brian, I think it's because our team has done a great job and we're finally paying attention to her and assorting properly for her in telling the stories that she wants to hear. You know, we talked a lot about the culture of basketball and there's some great basketball silhouettes that she's now very comfortable in. And, you know, I think our team has done a fantastic job in store of merchandising and serving her much better. We're also connecting much better with her through our digital channels and our social channels. So she knows that we're a place that she can come and shop. We've got the products that she wants, and she's very comfortable, you know, in that environment, both digitally and physically in our stores.
Dick, we know that Foot Locker made a big investment into Goat Group and the secondary market. When will we start to see more integration between Foot Locker and Goat Group?
Well, Reggie, we're a minority investor in Goat, right? You know, we think the world of Eddie and Dyson and the team out in California that's doing a great job. They went out in the quarter and got another round of funding, which elevated their valuation. You know, it's allowing them to go into new categories like accessories and luxury items. You know, so we continue to learn. We continue to work in the background and understand customer dynamics. But our focus is truly, Foot Locker's focus is truly on the primary market. Goat works in the secondary market, connects the buyers and sellers, and allows the ecosystem to have a lot of heat in it and a lot of energy. But clearly, you know, our focus remains on the primary market.
And Dick, really, inventories continue to be pretty low, not just for Foot Locker, really across the retail industry. Does that mean prices and margins really in the third quarter and the holiday season? There's the only place they are likely to go, right, is up because of that lack of inventory.
Well, we operated with record low markdowns in the quarter, right? We talked about that on the call Friday, Brian, and we're at historical lows for markdowns. The inventory is clean. We're bringing fresh receipts in. We're selling through that hot product. So, you know, the truth is that if there's less promotion in the industry, it's good for all of us, quite honestly. So it's a little more challenging as we get into the back half. We see a little bit more promotional activity coming back as we go through seasonal changes. But our team has done a fantastic job of keeping the inventory fresh and lean. You know, obviously, there are some supply chain constraints that we're all having to deal with. But our team is able to, you know, has done a pretty good job, I think, of navigating through that. Obviously, with the results in the second quarter, you can see that we're getting the products that we need to motivate the customer to come into the stores, to come onto our digital sites and buy from us. So, again, I think that we'll see, you know, lean inventories through the back half of the year, but I think there's enough freshness. I know we have enough freshness that we believe, you know, in the guidance that we provided on Friday.
Full disclosure, Dick, I had a flashback to the early 2000s listening to your earnings call with strength in Uggs and Crocs. Why do these two brands, why do they continue to be so strong? I would say I borderline don't get it. That's why I'm coming to you and asking you if you get it.
Well, the consumer gets it, right, Brian, which is ultimately what matters. They want a lot of choices. And, you know, sneakers go through cycles. And, you know, you'll say, well, Uggs aren't sneakers, Crocs aren't sneakers. But our consumer wants alternatives at different times for different events. And, you know, Crocs are a great summertime product. The Ugg that we sold during the quarter was really more slides and slippers. And, you know, it just makes for more choices for the consumer. And you go back certainly to her, right? I mean, you asked the question about our women's business. She enjoys multiple brands, right? Multiple styles, multiple brands to sort of use as the accessory for her outfit, you know, where our male consumer uses the shoe to start their dressing. You know, she sort of uses her sneakers or her foot coverings as accessories, and having those options like Vans, like UGG, like Crocs, you know, they all provide great alternatives for her.
Well, I will say those UGG slippers are pretty comfortable, even for the guys.
Well, Brian, I'll tell you right now that I'm standing in my office in a pair of UGG slippers.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. That's a little bit of breaking news, as we would say in the news business. Foot Locker.
Got to be comfortable.
Dick Johnson, always good to see you. Stay safe, sir. Reggie Way, good to see you as well.